The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Getting some free ice cream is actually giving back. I'll tell you how in food news. Time for hottest hashtags here on your Friday. It's the Dana Cortez Show from the T-Mobile studios. I am Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. the Burnt Tortilla.
All right, as we end the year, obviously, all of these outlets are releasing streaming numbers. Apple and Spotify say, top of the list, Taylor Swift.
Hey.
No surprise there. I was surprised, though, that Drake is the top rapper 8 years in a row. Well, you see all the Kendrick
love. It's not surprising.
Love.
I mean, he dominates when it comes to that
stuff. Okay, Automatic, but you see all the K-Dot love, so I thought it would be Kendrick Lamar. He's not anywhere near Drake, but Song of the Year goes to Sabrina Carpenter for Espresso. Love that right there. Kendrick Lamar, not far behind, would Not Like Us as the second Song of the Year. So congratulations to all of them.
And don't forget, Danny, you can find our podcast, the Dana Cortez Show podcast, on Apple and Spotify.
Oh, yeah. Please give it a listen. Do it. Food news, DJ Automatic.
You can get a Frosty for free all year.
Whoa.
But there is a catch, but it's okay. A good one. So there's these Frosty key tags that you can buy at Wendy's starting December 9th until February 15th. They're $3, and they will get you a free Frosty Junior with any purchase. But here's the best thing about it. All the money goes to Dave Thomas's Foundation for Adoption.
Oh, man, that right there is beautiful. He really did dedicate his life to foster children and helping the kids.
Is that really the best part about it, or is it the Frosties for the year? That's like, yo,
I mean,
bro.
He's helping 113,000 kids right now.
Okay.
I know, but you're getting free Frosties.
I'm going to do my part, David, but get my Frosties for the year. Yeah. I'm going to do my part.
But while you're eating the Frosty, you're like, yep, I'm doing something good
I'm
for
helping,
society.
Helping the world.
National Day, Anthony A.
All right. Today we have National Microwave Oven Day. So shout out to the microwave oven's been holding me down my whole life. I appreciate you.
If you don't put a wet napkin on top of the food, you ain't doing it right.
I don't know if you've ever spoke that passionately about any of your girlfriends.
I don't think so. I haven't, dude. I haven't been there as consistent. No matter what, that microwave is there for me. That little ding.
So, you're a fool for that.
And let's wrap it up by shouting out the bartenders. It's National Bartender Appreciation Day.
Oh, man. Be sure and tip your bartenders. Yep. Also, want to talk about the fact that it is St. Nicholas Day.
Hello.
I just wanted to mention that because Santa Claus is real.
Yeah, yeah.
Inspired by the real St. Nick in the 3rd century, he actually made gold appear in the shoes of some poor nuns. That's why we stuff stockings. And I'm still hoping I'll get some gold in my shoes someday, too.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
I once borrowed a very large amount of money from my mother to start this business, and I never paid her back a dime. Automatic, you know, when we started this business, we thought we were going to go into this venture and do very well. And Anthony, we've told you the story, but I don't think I've ever revealed that I didn't pay my mother back the money. And she forgave the loan. And to this day, I feel guilty about it. I know she's my mom, but I'm a grown woman, and I just feel some type of way. Every time I see her, I think about it. She's not been well all year long. She's had a really tough year. She's having surgery 5 days before Christmas. And I can't help but think about the money I owe her. And she's like, don't worry about it. Yeah. You know, but no. And I could pay her, but she doesn't want it. She's my mom. Borrowing money from family is hard.
Yeah, anytime you get involved with loaning family money or doing anything like that, my auntie owns a property, and it's been a big issue for some of my family members to rent from her. Because no matter what, it always ends not good.
Because they think they can skip on the rent. Yeah, it's family.
Also, yeah, sometimes like, hey, we're family, auntie, all right? This was originally my grandparents' property. How about you be cool a little bit? All right, hook us up or something like that, all right?
You're talking about a home that was inherited and whose house is it? And now people are living there
and it gets weird. So no matter what it is, anytime it is with family and money, I try to stay away because no matter what you do, it doesn't end good.
I feel like I don't borrow people money. I just give it to them because you're just going to be thinking about it.
You're
just going to be disappointed when you don't get it back. Like I'm going through a family situation right now where my brother owes me, it's an inherited house. So it's a lot of money. And I've just let him go on it right now because he doesn't have the money to give it to me right now. But I told him, I was like, you're going to get it to me, right? He's like, I'm going to get it to you. And I believe him. It's going to happen at some point.
Nice. So that lunch you bought me last week, it wasn't like, hey, you buy me this, I buy you that next time. You just gave me that lunch. Now that I know your policy. Thank you, Automatic.
Automatic.
I always buy you lunch.
Well, that's more like an employer thing. Anyway, all right.
That's different. When you loan a family member money, I feel the same way, Automatic. And you know that. Whenever my daughters have needed money, I just give them the money. I don't expect anyone to pay me back. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. But I think about my mom. She probably feels the way I do about my kids. Obviously, she does. I'm her own only child. I don't have any brothers or sisters. So she thinks to herself, it was bad. It was a lot of money. She's like, you know what? I love you.
Yeah.
It was a bad situation. You didn't mean it. Your partners literally stole everything from you and DJ Automatic. Same with my daughters. If my daughters ask me for money, I know they're in a bad place.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give it
and
to them.
The beauty of family is that you would like to think that they would help you in return if that ever needed. And that's what it is.
So back to the down in the DM, what she did was right then.
Why are you lying about this tire shop guy? Are you?
Oh.
No, I would never cheat on you. I'm helping my brother buy tires and other parts so we can get his car running again.
Ugh. Why didn't you just tell me that?
Okay, here we go. I used our Hawaii vacation money that we've been saving.
Are you kidding me, Rachel? That's like $3,000.
I know, but he needs the help in order to keep his job.
I think she was afraid. She was afraid to tell him, I'm going to loan my brother money. And you have to get comfortable enough in your relationship. If you're sharing bank accounts, you need to share everything.
That's where I agree with Daniel. I think she was out of pocket because she didn't discuss this before it happened.
She should have. She should have.
Tell him. You got to tell him.
But in the end, she did the right thing for her family. And if Daniel's not down with that, he's not the right one.
No, he's just not going to go to their vacation that they've been planning for 6 months.
Now they can't go to Hawaii.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Jay-Z celebrated a birthday earlier, and there's some book that cost $2,000. I guess that's what he wants for his birthday. I'll tell you all about it, but first, Anthony A., famous people's birthdays.
We have A Boogie with a Hoodie and Giannis celebrating his birthday as well, too.
All right, so Jay-Z book sale. It's called The Book Hove, a tribute to Jay-Z. Standard version, $120.
What? For a book?
Well, hold on. Although it contains in-depth essays on his writing, each chapter has different themes, contextualizing the icon's achievements and impact on culture. Now, there is a pricier edition. It's $2,000. It's called the Ultimate Version. There's some Jay-Z lovers out there. There's people that have said Jay-Z, you know, his acapellas, his music, his albums have changed their life for the better.
I mean, he's my favorite rapper. If somebody wants to buy me the $2,000 book, I'll take it. I can't imagine spending $2,000 on a book.
Jay-Z's whole thing was he never wrote his rhymes down, but you want me to buy your book? Like, come on, bro.
You don't believe him, Anthony, do you?
I'm going to buy this book of secondary thoughts.
Well, don't you think, though, that he's been that much of an inspiration on the culture? He's gone from sitting in the projects, writing down his thoughts, to being one of the first billionaires in hip-hop. He's come a long way. He could teach some things.
He's come a long way, but I just want to know why he didn't put Lil Wayne on the Super Bowl.
Damn.
Oh. Hey, Jay-Z, give me a book about that, brother.
Old wounds there, Anthony. Did you hear the rumor that the NFL reached out to Lil Wayne? I don't know if it's true.
I think that's just an internet rumor because I haven't seen much of it since, but yeah, I saw that.
You think Kendrick is going to bring him out? That's the big question. Will it happen, or do you think there's solid beef going on now that Kendrick mentioned him?
I don't think it's going to happen at all. I think there's way too many political ties behind it. I think this actually goes back to the tiff between Beyonce and Drake, to be honest.
So all the way back there?
Mm-hmm, I don't think Jay-Z going to let Drake get on that stage or any little Wayne cash money, anything.
See, but then I heard another rumor that they've offered the Super Bowl to Drake 5 times and he's turned it down every single time.
That's not a rumor. That's true. That's 100% true. You know why Drake's doing the World Cup this year for the first time? He's been asked over 10 times because he's like, you know what? I've been asked or whatever. He's jealous of Kendrick. He's hurt by Kendrick. And in the end, he shouldn't be because he's still the biggest pop star in the world, and that's why he's hurt. He wants to be considered the best rapper.
Yeah, pop star rang hard right there.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I read a story that a woman found $10,000 cash in a couch that she bought at Goodwill. She tracked down the original owners, gave the money back, and they gave her $20.
What?
I know, Automatic. I know. And I thought, you're not giving it back because you want something. You're doing it from the kindness of your heart. But if I lost $10,000 and somebody returned it, well, first of all, I don't have $10,000 laying around the couch. But if I did lose it, I would probably give you $1,000 or $100 or whatever because I wouldn't have had the money back.
I would not have returned $10,000 that I found at Goodwill.
Cash?
Honestly. Yeah, no way.
In a couch?
No way.
That was for sure drug money.
Why not?
Because purchasers keepers are the rules at Goodwill. Purchasers keepers at Goodwill, okay? Has a frequent flyer at Goodwill. You know, they got good thrifting options, and I rock with it. If I buy it and it's in there, I'm keeping everything. Oh, it is mine, bro.
We're discussing this because Automatic lost his Yeti top to the coffee tumbler.
Which wasn't $10,000.
No. But you've been so distraught, and I couldn't find it, and nobody returned it. Obviously, it's the top to the Yeti. Nobody knows who you are or whatever.
Yeah. I found $300 one time in a, I think it was LAX airport bathroom stall, And I felt like it was kind of one of those, what is it, regifting or what was it called?
Paying it forward
kind of thing where somebody left the money there and then I was supposed to grab it and pay it forward to other people.
That
so
makes sense.
I took the money, obviously, in a bathroom, and I went and tipped a waitress like $120. I went and bought myself some stuff and then I saved the rest of it.
Wait, you made yourself feel better by saying it was a paid forward? That person took it out of their pocket so it wouldn't fall out while they went to the bathroom.
We don't know that.
Yeah.
All I know is I found $300 in a stall. And that was, I felt like it was great karma. And I paid it forward to the waitress.
You did. You did pay it forward. You know what Anthony A. just reminded me of? Automatic, when he talked about the Goodwill story, there was another young man who used to keep all of his money in a Mickey Mouse jar.
Oh, I remember this story.
And he sold his car cash, put it in the Mickey Mouse jar, and his mom donated the jar to Goodwill, and somebody bought it for 25 cents.
Oh. I can't remember. Did he get the money back?
No, I think it was Anthony A. Finders Keepers, right, at Goodwill? I don't know. No, he never got the money back. What is the most expensive thing you've ever found and you returned because you knew deep down it was the right thing to do and you're a good person? Share your stories now, 877-730-DCS1. You could call or you could text.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.